I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on September 11th, 2023 at 9:31 a.m. Roll call, Eric Fries, Bart Peterson.
Here.
Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Steph Myers.
Here.
Amber Jones.
I'm here.
Shannon Ganatra.
Here.
Chuck Boffman.
Here twice.
Twice.
You forgot Mark.
One of you is enough. Mark Harris.
Present.
Noted, Mr. Chair.
All right. Do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, we will go on to number four, discuss amendment approval of the minutes. I'd entertain a motion to approve the regular session meetings minutes for August 7th, 2023.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of August 7th, 2023 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes from August 7th, 2023. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes for August 7, 2023 have been approved. I would entertain a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes from August 7, 2023.
This is Bart. I move to approve this executive session meeting minutes from August.
This is Seth. I second.
Excuse me, Mr. Chris. We don't have the executive session meeting minutes uploaded, so those would be for next.
Oh, those are the ones that we're going to table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Apologies.
Yep. All right. If we look at number five, obviously future meeting schedules, all three of those are as scheduled. Google Meets, obviously January is the one that we like to do in person most of the time. Does anybody have any desires or wants to meet in person prior to that?
I mean, starting November 6th, I'll be back in Arizona. So if we need to go in person, I can certainly go. Okay.
No desires from anyone specific? I'm just asking. I certainly don't need to, just thought I'd throw that out there.
I think if we get some replacements, maybe it would be good for folks to meet if they actually got some replacements for current board members.
Yeah, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Yeah. But we will get to that eventually in this meeting. So let's possibly table number five moving forward. We can obviously come back based upon information further in this meeting. Number six, review discussion of possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations of compliance. We have nothing to review there. Number seven is the consent agenda. I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
I have a question. Last meeting, didn't we act on Jamie Reyna? And now she's back on this list.
Jamie Reyna, was she? She was a board review, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So her application gets approved on the next one.
Gotcha.
But if I may, Mr. Chair, could we potentially move to agenda item 11 prior to ratifying the consent agenda, since I do have to report on that first?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So let me just read that just for the record. We will skip to number 11, read a discussion regarding recent communications with Department of Public Safety fingerprinting.
Thank you, Mr. Fries. So I had provided some resources. We were recently informed by the Department of Public Safety around the end of August that we we're no longer allotted the ability to run state or federal background checks on our applicants due to the Senate Bill 1284, which passed in 2021, which required our applicants to hold a fingerprint clearance card in order to proceed with any initial renewal licensures. Therefore, we as a board cannot run background checks on any of our applicants at this time. After seeking, legal counsel from our AG, we were informed that we are required to hold on approvals of applications until this is resolved. And unfortunately, we're waiting on FBI approval for our specific code in order for our clearance cards to fall under our statute. And as of yet, we don't have any status update on how long that might take for those for that code to be approved.
Yeah, we've been waiting for 2 years now.
So just to clarify, every individual we have here on the consent agenda, then we do not have the ability to do background checks on, which means we cannot approve any one of them. Is that correct?
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if at any time you want to go into executive session for legal advice, I'd be more than happy to, try to answer any questions that anybody may have regarding this.
Okay.
This is Bart. I move to go into executive session for legal advice.
Okay.
This is Cheryl. I second.
We moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice as of 9:38 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Chuck Baughman?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are in executive session as soon as Shana can eliminate other people. Let us know. Obviously, we'll log into the other one.
Correct. Thank you. So just a reminder, board members, please end this phone, this meeting using the hang-up button. And the public can stay here. Just please no side conversations, and Amber will be monitoring. Thank you. And I will stay in to ensure all board members are gone.
All right. So we are back in regular session. So with the before-mentioned information that we received in executive session, I would entertain a motion on number 7, the consent agenda.
So Cheryl, I move to approve the consent agenda if the applicants presented to us can present a valid fingerprint clearance card to the board. And for those applicants that cannot or that do not have a valid fingerprint clearance card, their applications will be pending until those fingerprint clearance cards can be presented to the board.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve those individuals on the consent agenda who have proof and can present a fingerprint clearance card to the board. And for those of whom who do not currently have that availability, their applications will be on hold at this time. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Baughman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
Okay, hearing no oppositions, the before-mentioned consent agenda has been approved.
Can I make another motion on this matter?
Shoot.
Good. I'd like to direct motion to direct board staff to notify the all pending future applicants that this process needs to occur before their application to facilitate smooth processes in coming months.
Okay, Mr. Harris, do we need a motion for that? Can we just direct board staff to do that?
If you want to memorialize it, I think that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Given the nature of the
sure
topic.
Okay. So we'll need a second to Bart's motion.
Hey, Bart, can I convince you to add a little bit to that motion to maybe include something on the website as well?
I just think it might be useful, depending on how long that this might last, just to have it on there for a notice on there.
Absolutely.
I would also say, as Chuck mentioned, to be sure that we communicate with the association.
Oh, yeah. So let me repost the motion then. So I would like to make a motion, as Bart had previously said, to notify new applicants of this requirement and the issue that we're having regarding the fingerprint clearance card, in addition to post a notice on the website in some format, and for a letter to be drafted to the association so that they may be aware of this situation, and then, you know, either interact with board staff accordingly or take action that they deem necessary. And so, again, that motion was to direct board staff to accomplish those things. It was a mouthful, sorry.
I second.
My third.
It's been moved in second and third to follow through with the before mentioned motion. All those in favor?
Eric Gries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
And Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, that motion has been approved.
Thank you. Board staff will proceed as directed.
All right.
Chuck, I have a question for Chuck. Chuck, as far as baseball goes, and those folks coming in February, in anticipation of that happening, is there a need to notify the major league clubs that this could be a issue?
Well, I think we're doing our due diligence by putting it on the website. And, you know, if we start sending letters back out that the file is not complete, you know, until they have a fingerprint clearance card, I mean, I think we're doing our due diligence by putting it on the website and the association. But, you know, just, you know, point of emphasis in that last motion is I think we need to have a letter drafted by Shana and Mr. Harris that goes to the association. I can't believe that there's legislation like this that they were not aware of that would cause this issue. So I don't know how it slipped through the lobby efforts, but this is going to cause a headache, I feel.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Moving on to number 8, review consideration, possible actions on applications for licensure. We do have an initial disclosure for Teresa. Oh, boy. Kikagawa. How'd I do? Teresa, are you on the line?
That was good. Yes, I'm here. That was good.
Okay, thank you. Wow. If you have either further information or you would like to explain the information that you provided to us, to the board, now would be the time to do so, please.
Sure. Yes, this was my very first time being licensed in Arizona. It was my very first license ever back in 2009. I was a GA student working at a local high school. I accidentally let my license lapse, and I continued to work for 5 days before I realized that had happened. And so all the disciplinary action is under the Arizona board. And then once I figured out it was lapsed, I stopped working, and I resubmitted for the following month. I concluded all of the requirements for the disciplinary action. So the $250 fine, the 3 units of continuing education, and I can't remember what else was there. But then my license was approved the following month in Arizona.
Okay, and you have since worked in Arizona that entire time?
Yes. Okay. Well, I've actually been licensed in 5 other states, but I spent about 2 years in Arizona during that time.
Gotcha. So you're now, obviously, based upon the expiration, you are now applying for an initial again.
Yes, correct.
Okay, understood. Amber, does Ms. Kikugawa possess a fingerprint clearance card?
No, she submitted a finger FD-258.
Okay. Shana, how would you like us to proceed with this one? Because we obviously can't issue her a license without that.
If I may, Mr. Harris, I'm curious if we can still review Ms. Kikugawa's case.
Yeah. Absolutely, Shana. I'm sorry to interrupt. You can still, you know, take whatever action, and then it'll just be stayed until she'll be able to present a, you know, that she possesses a fingerprint clearance card. So you can address the background issue today, and it'll just, whatever decision you make will attach to the continuation of her application.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Mrs. Kikugawa?
This is Bart. I move to approve the initial application for licensure pending a presentation of an IVP or a fingerprint clearance card pursuant to the rules and regulation statutes of the board.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the initial license for Teresa Kikugawa pending presentation of a fingerprint clearance card. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
I have a question for the board. Now, will I be returning their fingerprint cards, everybody that has submitted an FD-258, will I need to return them by mail so that they can present them to DPS for their fingerprint clearance card?
Mr. Harris?
Well, under the new statute, it says that they need to possess. You know, I don't know if that's a matter of returning it. I'm always a little hesitant when it comes to returning something that was submitted to the board. It would be more, I think, of just resubmitting a new set of fingerprints.
I think, and again, we can't provide legal advice, but I believe that the applicant would have to go to the police department, sheriff's office, wherever they're going to get that fingerprint card. And they would have to collect a new set of fingerprints anyway themselves. They wouldn't want to take a card.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So going back just briefly, the motion to approve Teresa Kikugawa has been approved. Hearing no oppositions associated with that. Mrs. Kikuagi, do you have any questions of the board at this time?
Yes. So I held a fingerprint clearance card. I know that they only last for 5 years. Is that correct? So that the fact correct. That I doesn't matter. Correct.
Yes. That they only last for 5 years. That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, so now we are to B, Lamar Innes, initial application out of state licensure. So hopefully everybody's had the opportunity to look over Mr. Innes's application.
Is he still here? I believe he signed off. He got impatient.
Okay, so he's no longer on the line. Okay. So based upon the information, obviously, that we've got, Mr. Innes was working as an athletic trainer in the state of Hawaii, was not licensed, even though he was working for the state. So we obviously do not have any type of jurisdiction over the state of Hawaii. But in his disclosure, I'm assuming this is a disclosure that he was working as an athletic trainer without being licensed in his state from where he was coming. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do we know how long he was practicing athletic training in the state of Hawaii without a license?
What's it on that email?
It's about 10 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. It was quite a while.
Yeah, and I reached out to Hawaii, but I was unable to get anything because I didn't have a license number.
Because there isn't one. Right.
For information, I think he was a state employee because the state hires all athletic trainers in the public schools out there, and it's paid to the state of Hawaii. However, I don't think that would require him to be licensed. I think the licensure would be up to him to acquire the license, same as it is here in Arizona. Even if the state hired you, it's up to the employer to verify the licensure, but it's up to the employee to acquire the licensure itself.
Which none of this has bearing on us anyway, because
right.
So at least he's taking initiative to obtain licensure in Arizona, so that's all I'm concerned about.
Yep. And he disclosed appropriately.
Right. So I move to approve the initial application of Lamar Ines upon completion of the initial application with the fingerprint clearance card.
This is Cheryl, I second.
We moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Lamar Ines, pending, obviously, submission of all required information and paperwork. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the initial application for Lamar Ines has been approved pending appropriate material submission. All right, we are to number 9, review discussion of possible actions, board business and reports. Shani, you are up.
Thank you. So 9A, Pacific Medical Training CPR course review and approval disapproval to be listed as an approved provider on the board website is our first agenda item under the section. And Ms. Williams did provide board staff with the updated course materials, of which I did provide to the board for review. And she's also joined us here today as well, if there's any questions.
Okay.
So I have a question if Ms. Williams could answer. The Board of Certification is where our initial licensees get the qualifications to become licensed in the state of Arizona. The Pacific, your company Pacific is not listed as a provider for these, for this, the CPR portion, emergency cardiac care portion required. Therefore, if they got, like if I were to renew with Pacific, my emergency cardiac care, that would not count for my BOC requirement as well, would it?
I'm sorry. So right now, no, we are not approved through the BOC, but we are listed as an approved provider for Arizona and CE broker. But I was trying to have us listed. You actually have a list on your website separate from what's listed in CE broker of approved providers. Whether those are all approved with the board, I don't know. You're saying with the Board of Athletic Training?
The Board of Certification?
The Board of Certification for athletic trainers.
You're saying. Yes.
We currently are not. No, I have not applied with them at this point.
That's also my hesitation is obtaining this, the CPR and so forth and renewal and not being able to use it for my athletic trainer renewal through the Board of Certification. That would also be my hesitation. So I guess I would encourage you to apply for that through the Board of Certification for the athletic trainer. So I wouldn't want something on our website that wouldn't be able to be used currently.
Yeah.
The list
okay,
on the
I did not realize that you required for CPR for it to also be, I did not see that anywhere in anything, any rules or anything that would have let me know that we would have needed to be approved by them prior to being approved by you. I am, as I said, we are listed, so somebody could use us in Arizona currently with the way your current rules are listed, and we are listed as an approved provider for the Board of Athletic Training in Arizona through CE Broker. So as of right now, someone could use us in Arizona, and we would not, we are not currently, so that may be in how, maybe perhaps how the rules are written, I'm not sure. But if that's what you're considering, I would just say that there may also be other providers that you have provided through, approved through CE Broker that may not also be approved through the Board of Certification. That would be my only comment there. I have not looked into that because I was not aware that that was an issue. So I couldn't comment for certain whether you have, and I can't see who else is listed.
Right.
So.
Sheena, do we have that information? Are you aware?
Those were historically approved, it appears, by board members in the past.
So
statute, it does state that it is upon board approval. So they determine that those requirements and criteria.
Okay.
So if I may just say that when I first started this process, I was dealing with someone else and it was back in 2020. At that time, I don't believe you were using CE Broker, and the whole procedure was supposed to be through the board at that time. I'm not sure exactly what has changed. I followed up only recently because I had been working on another project, so I had gone back to some things that either I never heard back from or at the time that I had originally applied, it was during the pandemic. So there was a lot of, it was hard. A lot of people were not focusing on fully everything that they normally would do because of the issues that were being presented with the pandemic. But sometime between then and now, when I looked at it, you have since begun using CE Broker, I guess, to track continuing education, or maybe you always did, I don't know. So I would just say that if that's the case, I don't know that we're the only ones that you may have. And like I said, we are already approved. I basically was just trying to have us listed on your website because there are other providers listed and we're not.
Mr. Chair, correct me if I'm wrong, but some of those that are listed on the CE Broker, they're affiliated with American Heart Association or American Red Cross. They're just listed under a different provider's name?
Well, I know the two that you mentioned obviously are specifically listed. I do know that, but I don't know about, you know, other.
So for an example, our organization utilizes Pro EMS to teach our CPR AED, but they are affiliated with, was it American Health Institute Safety? One of the three that's approved by the BOC, you know, okay. So we're able to, so I'm able to turn that in for certification. So a specific medical training, are you affiliated with American Red Cross or American Heart Association or the American Health Institute?
So no, we are not, but our courses do follow the 2020 American Heart Association guidelines. Our course writer, actually the course writer for this particular course, Judith Haluka, she's an EMT and an American Heart Association trainer in the state of Pennsylvania. And she does the course writing and she does some of our training. So even though we are not affiliated with the AHA in any way, we use American Heart Association trainers to do our skills testing. So our courses, all of our materials, our skills testing sheets, our cards, everything is specific medical training material that is following the AHA guidelines. And also it lines up with ILCOR and other standards, not just the American Heart Association, but the scientific evidence is there. We are accredited, as I think I said in my letter before, by the American the AMA, the American Medical Association, the American Nurses Credentialing Center, the ANCC, the ADA, the ACPE. So we do have accreditations. We are jointly accredited with the Postgraduate Institute for Medicine. They're the responsible as far as our reporting of the courses taken. They're directly approved with the accrediting agencies.
So I didn't see it on any of the attachments. So what is actually written? Oh, maybe it is.
There's a letter there that from postgraduate that shows which of our courses they have accredited and for how many hours. And then there's also, let me get back to my materials. I'm sorry.
No, I see it now. It's the,
okay.
the basic life support.
And then there's the certificate there that shows the accreditation of Postgraduate Institute for Medicine through AMA and ANCC. There's a separate listing for ADA. They're not specifically listed on that certificate, but they are on their website.
So on the renewal card, it wouldn't have like the trainer and...
No, like it's going to say Pacific Medical Training on the card, but we would use...
But the instructor is AHA trained.
Yes.
So would it have American Heart Association written on the renewal?
No, it won't on the card because they are not training for us. They are not our trainers. We don't train trainers. We train the students. We accept trainers that are American Heart Association trainers because they already possess the knowledge needed to do the skills testing for our course. So even though we are not an American Heart Association training center, we're not directly affiliated with them, we do use American Heart Association trainers to do the testing of all the skills. We are actually the ones creating the course materials. And as I said, they are accredited. So there are accrediting agencies involved and Postgraduate Institute for Medicine.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Williams, is your organization listed on other states' websites for approval?
Yes, we are listed for many different professions, many different boards, many different states. We're listed in CE Broker under many different states as well.
Okay. And in those states for athletic trainers as well?
Yes, I'd have to go through if you wanted to know specifically. I would have to look that up to see what we're approved. But some of the professions and boards that we've been approved for are, you know, medical boards, nursing, dental, optometry, all varying yeah. professions. That we have a lot of training that we've done for child care workers. We have a course specifically for that. We've done training all throughout the state of Pennsylvania. In the last 2 years, we trained through the grant that was received for child care training with the state of Pennsylvania. We trained all daycare workers in the state of Pennsylvania. I definitely could get you references from other places where we are listed if that's a requirement that you would like me. I could prepare something that I don't know if you're able. Do you have the ability, Shana, to see in CE Broker the other boards that we are approved by?
I don't believe so, but that'd be something we'd have to follow up on.
I could definitely do that if that's something that you would like to see. I could send you a list of.
I think the issue here is. Let's say someone in December has to get their BLS recertified.
Yeah.
And recertify through the Pacific. Then they submit that to the BOC that they have to get in December as well. Every 2 years, they have to have 50 CEUs through the BOC for athletic trainers. It's separate from the, it's a national board. It's separate from the Arizona Board of Athletic Training, obviously, and the Pacific would not qualify them. So then they're stuck and they end up not being able to be certified because they, you know, it's December and there's not a class the last 2 weeks of the month.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying to me, and I will bring that up on our end and follow up as far as you know, having accreditation. But I would again say to you that you may have a problem then if you're considering that we may be a problem. You may already have one because the listing in CE Broker that tells you what you need to be pre-approved allowed me to be pre-approved in there. So somebody now could take our course, and I was not thinking until you brought that up today that that could be a problem as far as their, you're talking about their actual athletic training certification.
Correct.
That normally they would use their BLS certification towards that, and that they would not be able to unless we are specifically approved with the Board of Certification for athletic trainers. So I understand your concern and what you're saying, and I will follow up with my supervisors and pass along that information, but I would pass along to you that as of right now, we are currently listed in CE Broker, and you may have others as well.
Thank you.
Okay. I think at this time, I don't want to speak obviously for the board, but I'm getting a general consensus that we are desiring still to receive more information from Pacific Medical in terms of other states that are doing it, and just to make sure that we are consistent across the board, and obviously individuals, athletic trainers can apply the training from Pacific Medical to their BOC as well as their state requirement. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Ms. Williams, you could obviously provide the board staff with that information, other states that are accepting.
So are you specifically only interested in states that are accepting us for athletic training, or would you like to know medical boards and nursing boards or anybody like that?
I don't think that would be necessary, just for athletic training would be beneficial, yes.
And, all right, I'll look into that.
And if you were to contact the BOC and get on their list, then that would be a bingo, bingo, bongo.
I will certainly follow up with that. I will have to contact them. I don't have the authority as far as, you know, fees and things like that. I certainly will get the information, take it to my superiors and go from there. I'll express your concerns to them as to why you want us to have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams. I apologize for the, obviously, for the continuous information that we are needing. Obviously, we just want to do our due diligence with this.
I understand completely. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Shane. I'm sorry.
No, thank you very much. 9B, so update on replacement of board members. I did follow up with boards and commissions, and they did inform me that we've been placed higher up on the list and that they are working towards hopefully getting some sort of update to me next month on where they stand. No good news yet, but hopefully soon. Okay, moving on to 9C, Executive Director's Report under 1, Financial Review. I did include the last month's report because our newest report from our financial team could not be generated due to some system error at the time of my inquiry, as well as we've been working through the budgets. And so I believe our finance team is a little inundated. But I can update that our finances for my tracking purposes are pretty similar to previous months, other than the last month of the fiscal year. So we are still remain in the black. And as an update to finances, I did submit the budget on September 1st. And in the budget, I did inquire, or I did request digitization of our documents. So currently we have paper files in our office location, and many of them are housed in our basement or locked basement section. And recently we did have a flooding in our basement, but our files were fine. But that did lead us to pursue doing digitization to preserve the historical documents. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the items I did request, as well as the continuation of e-licensing, which was the governor's initiative for us to move towards Thentia. And so I requested for maintenance of Thentia as well as any upgrades to Thentia should any legislation changes occur. We would be billed directly. And so I've requested that we get an appropriation for funding for any sort of adjustments that occur throughout the year for the fiscal year 25.
And I've also requested that we continue with our project manager. We did hire an outside company to assist us in continuing the project, or to initiate the project with Ventia. And I'd asked for some appropriation to continue to ensure that Ventia allows us the ability to proceed with our board business while, you know, making sure that they're proceeding appropriately. So those were the requests that I had submitted with the budget. Okay. Any questions or anything on that? Okay, then I will move on to C2, which is review of recent board staff activities. Amber and I continue the hybrid model of 2 to 3 days in office and remaining at home, working from home. And we are continuing with the Ventia project. We're hoping and slated to go live possibly by the end of this month, if not sooner. And so that would mean for us that we would have about a 2-week blackout period. And that's something we're going to be posting on the website, informing our athletic trainers, any potential or, you know, any renewals that we will not have ability to access our licensing system at that time during that migration period. And so we'd have a more specific date as we get closer. We have not yet reached that yet, but I'm suspecting it's either the end of September or beginning of October. So I'll be posting something this week regarding that. And that would just mean that the licensees couldn't access the portal. We couldn't receive any applications until the migration is complete. And that, like I mentioned, that's about a 2-week process. But we are working towards that, and we're currently in the review of ensuring that everything is mapped correctly with our data.
Ms. Okay. Kanaka, would you please notify the board when that occurs, so that when we get emails and phone calls, that we can just notify the licensee of what's occurring, so that we can reduce your phone traffic if it comes to us?
Appreciate it very much. Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to send out a BCC email to all board members that we have gone into a blackout period.
And the state association, that would be beneficial as well, so they are aware.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ferris. I will do that as well to ensure that anything, any communication will also be transferred to all.
Perfect.
Thank you. Moving on then to 9C3, which is statistics. We currently have 910 current licensees. And then 9C3-2, which is 3 active consent agreements. And the next item is due on November 8th of 23. And if I may add, I missed that 9C2, review of recent board staff activities. We were requested at the last meeting to do more organization on the folders of the Google files. So I did file them based on subject. If that is appeasable, let me know. If you'd like me to change anything, let me know and I can fix that, just to make it a little easier for board members to review the material.
Can we add the rubrics?
Rubrics. Okay, that's what you had asked last time. I apologize. Is that part of Google folders? Because I may have missed that. Or are you requesting for one file with all documents listed?
Yeah, if we can make that like a standing folder.
And okay.
The disciplinary rubric and the statute and the rules.
Okay. I will make a note. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, obviously we've already done number 11, so 12 is called to the public. I don't know if we've even got any, but if there's public on the line, that would be the time to express yourself. Yes, sir, Mr. Messman.
Mr. Chair and members of the board, let me turn on my camera here real quick for you. I just wanted to say thank you for inclusion of the association on multiple of the matters and communication and dissemination that we can assist you with. Brought to light during this meeting was the communication from the public safety and fingerprinting. The association was aware back in 2020 of the inclusion of athletic training and has been ongoing conversation since then. I know there has been change with ABAT staff about when the implementation or the effectiveness of the fingerprint clearance would go into effect. And from my understanding was that board policy would need to be implemented for that to be considered active for licensees. From that, there had not been any further communication since waiting the FBI addressing the concern of a, I believe it was a number for the board. And without that information, I believe we're doing a disservice to the licensees who are renewals, which provides a couple questions that I would like to pose to you. One is what level, and I know this was a discussion in previous board meetings, what level fingerprint clearance card is going to be required, whether that is a level one or a non-IVP. Athletic training is not listed as that in the Q&A on the Department of Public Safety. So the Board of Athletic Training does not have discretion on the level or the type of fingerprint clearance that will be needed. And the second question would be, this may take anywhere from 2 to 30 days for a licensee to receive their fingerprint clearance card. If there's an individual that per this board meeting was on a renewal list, needs to now go receive a fingerprint clearance card, that individual may not be able to work as a certified and licensed athletic trainer for 30 days with a pending renewal without a fingerprint clearance card. So the actions today may have impact on work environment for athletic trainers in its current state. If you'd like any clarity or any feedback that I can provide, I'm happy to work with you all on this.
Mr. Messman, I don't know when you chimed into the meeting, but that was a very specific discussion moving forward. We somewhat are, not even somewhat, I guess, we are incredibly hamstringed by that decision by the DPS. I brought that exact thing up to them in terms of we are limiting people's availability to be working and earning a living in doing that. We simply don't have the authority to overrule that at the time. But as cold as that may sound, which it is very cold coming out of my mouth, we simply don't have the authority to do so at the time.
And Mr. Chairman, members of the board, just a reminder that we're in a call to public and we're not to engage.
Okay.
Fair enough. Discussion back and forth. Thank you.
Fair enough.
Thank you all for your time.
Okay, do we have any other public on the line? All right. Hearing none, do we have any future agenda items? Number 13.
Fingerprint clearance cards?
Probably should do that one. Yep, future board or prospective board members should still maintain on there.
And if I may add, I am available at any time if we need to do an emergency meeting regarding the fingerprints. If something comes about, let's do an emergency meeting and get it resolved before the next month's meeting.
If that's an availability, Ms. Shana. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. If nobody has anything else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 10:58 a.m.
Should we wait 2 minutes?
Nah.
Motion to adjourn at 10:59 a.m. I got one in there.
Chuck seconded.
Okay. I had to look up. Okay.
All right. Moving seconded to
on mute. I was fortunately on mute.
10:59 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.